while back with Worship Factory Exposed. Exposed, now if you're listening, so you guys know, a couple weeks ago, Frank Pastore show, we were on there, so that's some that's some props, some credit.
You guys rocked it, I have to say. I listened to you guys, and it was pretty good.
And
no pressure, I nearly fainted. He saw the color fade from my face.
She almost got as white and as pale as I am. And I'm like, okay, she's looking Irish. We have issues now.
Enough about you guys. We have a really cool person in studio today.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
We've been talking to him.
Yeah, we just talked about me.
Okay, sorry.
You're referring to Brian Duncan.
Not the John Brian, the Brian Duncan.
I get confused. It's spelled the same way. Brian, B-R-Y-A.
I thought we had too many Johns here. Now we have too many Brians.
Cool. Yeah. It works out.
I'm glad to meet somebody who spells their name with a Y.
Yeah,
yes,
the cool way.
It's the American way. That's what I like to say. The strong American. Stud.
So explain to our guests what this segment is about.
Well, this is targeted more towards the college age demographics, which nowadays, though, there's really no
technically
age limit
30,
on college.
Say, 17
there's
to
no,
31.
No age limit on learning stuff,
I
guess.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably true. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who knows how old you are when you're in college? I know some of the, you know, most wonderful years of my life were spent in the 10th grade. So.
I still feel like I'm there, so it works out. Tomorrow, just so everybody knows, is also my birthday. I just want to let everybody know.
Happy birthday!
Hippo birdie to you.
That's right. Send all your gifts
Hippo
to worship. Hippo.
P.O. Box.
But it's a week before Christmas, and so Monique doesn't know this, but we're actually wanting to mix it up a little bit and let you guys maybe do some Christmas songs since we're a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
really?
Could we? Yeah, if you guys.
Yeah, we're going to stop talking since we've talked so much these past.
Yeah, and we figured we would let you guys, a week before Christmas, sing some Christmas songs together because, Monique, I know that you listen to Brian Duncan.
Are you freaking kidding me? Did you even ask him?
No, this is completely spontaneous.
Oh, man. I can't. You know, I'm not going to be able to fill in very well, but. You know all the Christmas songs? You get the Christmas songs have got more words that are very similar. You know, you get your shepherds and your angels mixed up after a while. I know a couple of them. We could just sing. Here's a sing. How you know
just
that there's a
filter. And, you know, just substitute words in. If you don't know what the word is,
well, this is how you know.
Hanukkah, snowman.
Well, no, it usually says Christmas in the title.
Christmas.
Example.
Just repeat Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
that's have a holly jolly
Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas.
I'll be home for
Christmas.
You're getting a theme here. That's usually how you can tell. It's a Christmas song.
You know, some people would substitute in Hanukkah or maybe Kwanzaa. I'm dreaming of a white Kwanzaa.
Okay. All right. We love everybody. God loves everybody, right?
God loves everybody.
Yes. But Jesus says, I'm the way and the truth and the life. Okay, what song are we going to be singing?
Oh, I don't know any Christmas songs right off the top of my head, but, you know. I know this thing is like, you know, because this is my favorite thing.
A complete Christmas album.
Can you even hear this? This is my favorite one because, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas is my favorite movie of all time.
Well, yeah, you're Mr. Blues Man. You're Mr. Soul Man. Of course you love this song.
I'm a soul man. Remember that part in the movie where Charlie Brown goes to the mailbox and he says, I didn't get a Christmas card again this year. I know nobody likes me. I don't know why we have to have a holiday to emphasize it. Christmas time!
Sing it, boys! Sing it!
Come on, sing with me, babe. Na, 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 na. I don't know the words, I only sing this once a year.
I love that? It. That's amazing.
that's all the Christmas I know.
We'll have to Google
by
the
myself.
Lyrics. Because that's actually kind of a fun one.
Yeah, you know, at some point. You
know, she has the lyrics. Boom.
Boom.
Look. Here, you want to give those to Brian? All right, here we go.
Christmas time is here. Leave it to somebody to be able to Google those.
Okay.
Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that's children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere.
Sing it.
Old and times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there. Anybody join me? Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. I'm going to take a little break right now. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Yeah, he got his moment.
And he even got the sponsor's moment.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good.
Nicely done, Mr. Duncan.
I enjoyed that. That was right on the spot.
Thanks for Googling those lyrics. I wouldn't have found that.
That was modern technology. We can look them up on the spot.
Love it.
So that worked out. Monique, I just figured you're in love over here.
I pretty much am. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, when I mentioned who we were having, I had to pick you back up off the ground.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I was surprised, you know, because I don't think I... When was the last time we met?
Well, never, but I am a little starstruck.
Never met.
I'm just going to admit it.
Because I walked in, you know, completely out of the blue into the lobby here, and she knew right away who I was.
Started singing your lyrics to you.
I'm 100 years old at this point. I'm going, somebody actually recognized me on the spot?
Oh, yeah.
Besides, you know, the postal service?
Yeah, we went to all those, like, mega Christian concerts, and you were at all the mega Christian concerts. And, yeah, grew up with you. You don't know me, but I know you.
Thanks for hanging around all that time, then.
That's awesome. Now we got a chance to hear Mr. Brian Duncan. Monique, come on. Now, I know you're the singing girl. Well, could you sing us, Monique? Could you bless our listeners with a Christmas song?
Well,
I don't know any more Christmas songs.
I know. We're going to have to listen to lyrics here.
With your voice.
What? You guys don't know Christian
songs? The voice of the angel.
I'm usually holding a folder that has the lyrics.
Have yourself a... Merry little Christmas, and let your heart be light.
Should we go over there so there's more mics?
From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Sing a little bit right there.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. And through the years we all will be together if the fates allow.
If the fates allow.
Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. That
was amazing. You guys are listening to Worship Factory, the Exposed segment, KKLA.
Brian Duncan.
That was Monique. Brian Duncan.
That was awesome.
In the house, singing.
How lucky are we?
That was a little holiday. Try to start your guys' holiday
little
off
cheer.
With.
Christmas
with Rod, cheer. Rod Shrek and Gossie. You guys just think
Boom.
Rod is, you know,
Way
the,
to go, Rod.
The talent, the host of the regular Worship Factory, but he's actually also the guitar player of
Worship.
He does
it all. Brains and brawn.
Brains and brawn. Good looks.
See all this respect?
Charm.
for the wisdom that these people hold.
That's because
way to go, Kit.
We're only 2 weeks
way to go,
ago
kids.
When we said that this was the
You've come a long way.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
I
respecting the elders. I like it.
It's only because he's in the room. If he was not in the room at the moment,
come on now,
I would probably be saying some very not so nice things.
And you're
how,
admitting that?
Wow. No, I would
he
never.
Treats a seasoned fry as better
okay,
than a seasoned
we,
people.
On all honestly, in all honesty, we do have, you know, wisdom in the house. Brian Duncan, can you give these kids any wisdom? Notice how I'm not considering myself one of those kids.
Wisdom.
Thank you.
I'm old.
You want wisdom about what?
I don't know. What do you guys? What are you going
to
ask him?
If you were to say one thing to the college age group.
The Christian Creative
the
College
Christian
Age
Creative
Group.
The Christian Creative College Age Group, which is a very long title. What would you say?
I would say stay determined.
Ooh, good one.
You know, at the end of the day, there's all kinds of talent out there. The people that are still around from my day are the ones that just kept doing it. Just
right
kept
on.
Doing it. Keep doing it.
Don't grow weary in doing
there's
good.
There's a long period of time before
Romans.
It comes to fruition.
Yeah.
I read a thing today about a snail starting out in February to crawl up an apple tree. And a worm sticks his head out and says, "You're wasting your time. There's no apples up there." He says, "Well, yeah, by the time I get there, there will be." So just keep that in mind when you're struggling as a new musician or a creative artist of some sort. Always do what you do. Don't put your faith in the results immediately because those are long-term. The best part of creativity is the energy that it gives you for today.
Awesome, Emin. And we will see you guys next week. You're listening to KKLA 99.5, Worship Factory. Go to worshipfactory.net, get connected. And we'll see you guys next week.
Merry Christmas
coming up.